It began with a quarter and a couple of blips on the screen. Today, it's the final frontier of high technology. Video games. From Pong to Pac-Man and beyond to Tron. Tron. The movie that literally takes you inside a computer into the ultimate video game.
Oh man, this isn't happening at all. Thank you, Captain.
We'll take you inside Tron. And the games people play on Tron, the ultimate video radio special. Coming this week from The Source. Geniuses design them. Sociologists analyze them. And celebrities play them. They're video games, the arena in which we meet the technology we've created head on. You'll go inside the games and go inside the new movie in which electronic warriors battle a computer from the inside.
Hey, big master control program everybody's talking about.
Stop. I'm warning you. I'm going to have to put you on the game grid.
Tron, the ultimate video radio special. Coming this week from The Source.
Just makes me forget things. I mean, I'm in a fight with my mom, and I just forgot about the whole thing just coming down here to play.
It's Centipede, and it's a lot of fun, and I play it because it's kind of challenging.
I'm playing Donkey Kong, and I'm waiting for my children because they're out playing other games, and I get bored waiting, so I sit and play a game. Funny. It's got comedy to it, at least.
Roger, I'm just wasting time in class to go home. Just something to take your mind off things and to have to go back home. Go back to the real world.
Hey, Pac-Man. Fun game. Take it away from all these ghosts.
Video game fever. It's gripping the entire planet. And the temperature's rising. Time was when a video game was nothing more than a church raffle for a TV set. But today's video games are electronic computer-generated marvels. And the business they have created generates $7 billion a year. To give you an idea of how much money that is, it's $5 billion more than the cost of America's space shuttle program. In fact, Space Invaders alone has generated some $600 million. Triple the amount of money earned by the most successful movie of all time, Star Wars. So it's only inevitable that video games and movies would merge on the game grid of high adventure. I'm John Leader, and you're about to interface with Tron, the ultimate video radio special. During the next 60-minute time frame, we'll integrate your circuits with the universe of computer video games. We'll meet celebrity video game champions, talk to the wizards who design the battling games, hear pros from the pros and cons from those who bite the hand that feeds them. And we'll gain access into the master control program of a high-res motion picture display about the world's ultimate video game, Tron. As Tron, the ultimate video radio special, gets digital.
Welcome.
Stop. I'm warning you. I'm going to have to put you on the game grid.
We're the games people play. Every night and every day now. Talking about you and me. And the games people play now.
it can happen to you at any time. While walking home from school, while you're at the corner store picking up a loaf of bread, or at your order in the slot and battle invading aliens in a video game. The games may seem as modern as tomorrow, but game playing, well, that dates back as far as ancient Egypt, while the ancient Babylonians played backgammon. Tarot cards probably originated in the Orient, and playing cards were known in 14th century Europe. Games seem to be universal among all cultures, as universal as another human cultural phenomenon, money, especially coins.
Money! Get back! I'm all cracked out, keep your hands off my stack!
Coins were first minted in China back in 700 BC. However, nobody could figure out what to do with them until the turn of the 20th century. With the arrival of the Nickelodeon. Quest to find a final resting place for spare change. The music industry, for example, came up with the jukebox. And the gambling industry encouraged forearm exercise, thanks to that one-armed bandit, the slot machine. But the true union of coins and technology occurred in 1871, when Montague Redgrave patented the first French bagatelle machine. By 1930, it had evolved into a mechanical contraption called Baffle Ball, the world's first pinball machine. In the decades to come, pinball became the great American amusement arcade game. At first, they were resigned to seedy taverns and run-down neighborhoods. But by the early 70s, they had become so respectable, even rock stars were endorsing them. Elton John had a pinball game out called Captain Fantastic. And yet, who provided the big breakthrough for pinball? The Who, that's who. Thanks to their rock opera Tommy, all about a deaf, dumb, and blind kid who could sure play a mean pinball, the game's buzzers, bells, and bumpers moved from the back room to the forefront of popular culture.
Since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. Like ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That just some like kid sure plays a mean pinball.
No matter how much of a wizard you were, pinball had its pitfalls. Actor-director Ron Howard, for one, learned that his happy days were numbered, thanks to pinball.
When I was going to college, I was going to USC, and I became a pinball addict. And I wound up not going to school. I wound up spending all my time in the basement of the law building there playing pinball.
I'm a good girl, baby. It's plain to see. Never show. Never see me like that.
Still, Ron has enough presence of mind to know that there is one fate even more alluring than pinball. It's a temptation he yields to whenever possible.
I know that if I really got started playing video games, for example, I know if I got one of those little computers set up so that I could play at home, I wouldn't do anything else. I'd be an absolute junkie. If I stop at an airport, you know how they now have video games at an airport, and I've got 15, 20 minutes, I'll pump $10, $12, $14 into those things. Just, I get crazed with them, so I have to avoid them.
Video games. They've put it all together. The element of chance cherished by ancient Babylonians. The flashing lights and clanging sounds of a galaxy of pinball machines. And they used so many coins that when Space Invaders was first introduced in Japan, there was a severe coin shortage. But what truly sets video games apart from every other competitive device ever devised during the multi-million year ascent of man is that digital, mathematical wonder, the computer.
A multiplication, that's the name of the game. Any generation, you know to play the same.
Computers don't just multiply, they add, subtract, divide, and conquer. The first computer was an abacus. And by the 1940s, those beads had turned into bits that comprised the first electronic brain. As computers became more refined, programmers started playing Computers left the lab and entered real life with a game that captured all the thrills, spills, and chills found in a spine-tingling, bone-crunching round of table tennis. Pong. Who would have believed it that a couple of paddles and a blip would give birth to an industry that has become the biggest money-making sector of the entertainment business? Those quarters really add up. And today, video games gross more than music, books, concerts, even movies. And in the process, video games have given us not only a new generation of entertainment, but a new generation of people as well. Computer programmers like Donna Bailey.
I'm really interested in the bizarre quality of life on Earth, but not necessarily the everyday business.
Arcade operators like Dick Song.
I think we were probably the first electronic amusement center that started catering to adults. Definitely mostly adults and their businessmen and workers. A lot of couples, movie business. So it becomes a date night, family night. It's children on the weekends.
Video game distributors like Ira Bettelman.
Each manufacturer believes that there are no such things as ugly babies and that their machine will in fact dethrone whichever previous one was on top and will become the hit game of the industry.
Celebrity video game champs like Matthew Labrador from Little House on the Prairie.
So far my highest on Pac-Man is 2 million. I got 2,100,000.
The director of Tron, the movie about the ultimate video game. Steven Lisberger.
I watched kids play video games and was amazed at how into it they got. Into it, in quotes. So what happened is I got the idea to put all these elements together and really put a kid into video games.
There's even a psychologist, Professor Robert Gable.
One of the unique aspects, perhaps, of video games is as a forerunner of future entertainment, namely that the recipient of the message has some control over the nature of the message. Now, of course, some of this develops out of the pinball machines, but this is a more sophisticated addition to that. And we may see in the future movies and so forth which have more audience control than what we now have.
But the most interesting people of all involved with video games are the folks who play them.
Fun to jump across things.
Oh, they're just fun. Oh, I just drowned. It is absolutely the greatest reward in the world, and it doesn't hurt.
And we'll play the game. And win as Tron, the ultimate video radio special, continues. And now, we continue racking up points on Tron, the ultimate video radio special. $0.25 used to be a lot of money. A loaf of bread, a quart of milk, a gallon of gas. They all used to cost a quarter. But still, when you're down at your local arcade challenging your favorite video game, those quarters do add up, no matter how anxious you are to throw your 2 bits in. That can turn into a sizable investment. So the dividends better be rewarding. That's why we asked Owen Rubin, Atari's senior programmer, what makes a good game great?
It has to be easy enough for the person who's never played a video game before to walk up and play it, and play it for a sufficient length of time that he doesn't feel like he's had his quarter stolen right out of his hand. But it has to be challenging enough that the expert player can come up and play it and be challenged by it and not be bored by it.
Do you come here very often?
Yeah.
About every day. How much do you usually spend?
$5.
I spend $15. $6 a day, maybe. And one day we actually got $25 playing this dumb video game.
At first, video arcades looked like exclusive men's clubs. That's because when it came to video games, women held no quarter. Distributor Ira Bettelman.
Characteristically, it has been a dominant male player type. And everyone seems to be able to Monday morning quarterback how that came about with the aggressive war themes, space themes type of machine.
But they became winners when women started designing video games. One of them is Donna Bailey, a lady whose approach is down to earth.
Centipedes came out because I don't like spiders. That's a lot of how that happens. And the spider in that is very cartoonish and mischievous and just irritating, really. And I like, you know, having my way over a spider.
Boom, 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 boom! Gotta shoot your odd down!
We've had very good luck with Centipede. It's something that the whole family likes.
The centipede multiplies in his bite and comes after you from every side. Faster and faster, roll by roll. He flies through the rocks to get you from below. Oh, centipede, you can't run away. You can't run away.
But the game that's really wormed its way into everyone's heart is Pac-Man. Just last year, the yellow disc with a voracious appetite gobbled its way to the top of the video heap. Why? Well, for one thing, it was the lady's choice.
This is the only one I play, Pac-Man. I just got off work and decided to play it before I go home.
And Cindy Morgan, who's one of the stars of Tron, also finds that Pac-Man whets her appetite.
I got a couple favorites. I think my best game is... I'm very good at Centipede. I am really great at Pac-Man.
Because I'm hungry for those good things, baby. Hungry, true and true.
I can almost taste it now.
Pac-Man is not for the diet conscious, since the object of the game is to devour as many wafers as possible before the goblins gobble Pac-Man. One fellow who's mastered the game's amazing strategy is Matthew Labertill. He's one of the stars of Little House on the Prairie, and a veteran of...
the People Magazine Pac-Man Tournament, which they host, I guess it was close to a month and a half ago by now. And I heard about it, and I started going crazy because I love Pac-Man. And I just met a kid who was really good at Pac-Man 2, and it kind of gave me incentive to practice with somebody. So I went to an arcade and played all night, and I really got good at it, and he helped me quite a bit. And then I played in the tournament, and he came, and I was really playing well that day, and I wound up winning.
Yeah. Winning is everything. And in the world of Pac-Man, two of the biggest winners were a pair of struggling songwriters named Jerry Buckner and Gary Garcia. They got the fever.
Last time, I guess it was, we were playing one of the Space Invaders game in an arcade one time, and we saw this game sitting there, a Pac-Man game, and had no idea how to play it, so we decided, okay, well, let's try this one. It's a new one. And from that moment on, we were hooked and began playing Pac-Man every night. In fact, Gary would sneak in and practice on me because it was the place was closer to where he lived, and so we became addicts of the game and decided, why don't we do a record on this? Something that we thought would be a lot of fun to do, so we decided to record it. Ever since then, it's been crazy. Inevitably, a video game backlash arose as guardians of our public morality feared that Pac-Man fever might prove fatal to the youth of our fair land. Such suggestions make psychologist Robert Gable shrink.
This is a typical kind of reaction. Something terrible is going to happen, and there will be a lot of experts on TV and radio saying how awful these video games are. And then we will do lots of studies over a period of years. By that time, the technology will have changed, the kids will have survived, the parents will have been scared, and we will just be moving on to some other new technologies.
Well, I think it's fine building jumbo planes, taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Get what you want if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day.
A guided tour through the video game maze, plus an incredible audio simulation of the movie Tron. All that and much more coming your way when Tron, the ultimate video radio special, returns.